locked into the zone with Diamonds and Roses podcast, bringing you one step closer to Pacific Northwest and Southwest Canada baseball news, stories, and history. Proudly fueled by Baseballism, they're America's brand, Big League Chew, the official bubblegum of Diamonds and Roses podcast, and Devo Bat Company, professional wood grain bats for the love of the game. And now your hosts, Ben and Travis.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Diamonds and Roses podcast. This is a second part of the Ridgefield at the Port Angeles Lefty game. And we got something a little special going on here for this particular one. We have the man, the myth, the legend's spouse here. But little did I know before I did this interview that I talked to him, and he said that this lady is the brains of the operation. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Miss Lori Swanson to the episode. Lori, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
So Lori, I hear you do a lot of the behind the scenes work that we really don't see, and that goes, there's a lot that goes into just an actual season for the team. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do that nobody really sees.
Well, there's quite a bit that happens that a lot of people don't see. Anywhere from writing up the standings on the back of the grandstand to wheeling out the ATM machine that's been stored away at night to making sure there's a ball for first pitch and a Sharpie for the catcher to sign the ball. We look after getting kids to do different games and activities on the field. But you know what? It's a lot of fun, and that's why I do what I do.
So how many hours do you think you put in just for a single, like, single game itself?
Well, when it's June is always a pretty crazy month. I'm a teacher, and so trying to wrap up school in June, I'll be at school at about 7:15, 7:30 in the morning, and I'll usually leave school on a game day about 3:30 so I can get to the park for 4:15, 4:00, and we just pray that there's not going to be a extra innings game and that we can usually be out of the park by about 10 o'clock.
And that's on a good day when there's no extra innings games. But as of late, like in 2019, Victoria wasn't known for not having too many non-extra innings games. Now, we were talking with Jim, and he was explaining a couple of those. And one in particular was the playoff game that went a little bit extra, and that was against Wenatchee, and I believe that was in game 3, and it was in the ninth inning, but it was a long game. And you know, Jim was talking about how everybody got together. So what was that experience like for you, like after that, like, I mean, this is just up and down emotion.
It was, yeah, and that's what it is most of the time. Unfortunately, it does get a little bit exhausting, and some of us are kind of, you know, hoping that the strike zone might get a little bit bigger so that the game will be done faster, but that doesn't always happen. But I think it's always exciting at the very end when we win, and then it's all worth it staying the extra time.
What does it mean to you to be involved in the lives of young athletes, whether it be male or female, whether it be Canadian, whether it be American, whether it be from Japan or other countries? Like, what does it mean to you to be involved in these young people's lives?
Well, again, as I said, I'm a teacher, and so being part of kids' lives is an important thing for me. And having our own kids and our own son who's been involved with us, it's a lot more than just baseball. It's teaching them how to be good people. It's teaching them how to be respectful. It's teaching them how to be thankful for things that they have. It's more than just baseball that we want to teach the kids that come.
Yeah, because you bring up a good point, because you're not only like part of putting everything together for baseball, but you're also a baseballer mom, and you've watched your son out in Victoria and playing for the team. There's obviously pride there, but run us through, like, how nervous are you? Like, what's going through your mind each and every game your son goes out there?
It's tough, because I try to be the business person and look after the fans that are at the games, but Yeah, I'm also a mom, and it's, my heart is pounding. I can't sit still. I'm pacing. I'm covering my face. It's very exciting. But again, for me, it's just watching him grow and watching him mature and watching him turn into a young man, and that's pretty exciting to watch.
Now, he plays stateside in Arizona. That's a ways away from Victoria. How is that going for him, and how's it going for you?
Well, this past year was his first year in Arizona. His first 2 years he was in San Diego, and we were able to go and be part of his very first college game in San Diego, and that was really exciting. We, unfortunately, because of COVID, were not able to see him play at all this year in person. We were able to watch him streaming online, and so that was pretty exciting. And even when it's on the computer, I am pacing, I am covering my face because I don't want to watch. But this was a really good move for him. He's really grown, and I've seen him turn into a pretty amazing young man.
What do you think the West Coast League has done for him as a whole? Because it's a little bit different of a level, because you got players from all around, as I talked about, but he gets to get this input from, you know, professional staff who played in the majors themselves. Wait, what do you think it's done for him as far as development and growth?
Well, when he was first in San Diego, one of our pitching coaches, Mike Spears, that was with us several years ago, lives in San Diego, and Zach was able to spend some time training with him, and that was really good. And Jim was his coach for many, many years, and that was great, but it's also good for him to have not dad be his coach. And so, yeah, the experience that our coaches have brought into Zach's life has been amazing.
Yeah, speaking of Jim, I mean, this guy has got a passion for baseball. He was once a sports writer himself. I think he covered Toronto, if I'm correct. The Toronto Blue Jays. Maybe. But he covered professional sports. And then that move out west to Victoria, and now doing everything with the group on the baseball level. Like, you know, this guy's like a baseball mind. And like, what about Jim? Like, what's that, what drives him to do this?
Well, Jim is very community minded. And so that's an important part for him to always give back to the community. But he's also growing baseball players. That's what we do in our league. We give the boys the experience, or ladies for that matter, as we had Claire Eccles several years ago. But we give the players the opportunity to grow and improve. And that's what drives Jim. He's there for the improvement of the athletes.
Now, Claire was like one of the first women, I think probably the only woman ever to be in West Coast League. What did it mean to you personally to see Claire out there pitching for your home team?
It was very exciting. And again, it was, I think, because she was from Victoria, you know, she was from BC, she was from Vancouver area, but we kind of all took her in. She became our own. And so it was like watching our own kid. When she would pitch, we would be excited, we would be nervous, we would, you know, but it just was just to see her confidence grow in herself and in her abilities. That's why we do what we do.
So do you think there ever will be a woman that will ever pitch professionally, maybe for a major league team at some point?
I think it's definitely possible. I don't think it's something that won't ever happen. I hope that it does.
Yeah. Now, you guys are going to have Nanaimo coming in. This is supposed to be the inaugural year this season. We got to put it off a year. This has been quite the adventure for Jim and the group. You must be extremely excited about seeing Nanaimo play. What is it that you're most looking forward to seeing Nanaimo?
Oh, I just think it'll be an exciting thing for the city of Nanaimo. I know that that Jim talked about how Nanaimo is ready for this, and it's going to be a very exciting opportunity for our team and for the city to work together and just put out this product that we hope is as good, if not better, than what we have in Victoria.
So what are you hoping, to take from this whole 2 years off of from like COVID? Like, what's something that you're going to take moving forward in the years to come with baseball?
With baseball, wow. It's been a weird couple of years because we don't often have this much time in the summer. And so for us to be able to have, we didn't ever think we'd miss one summer, let alone two. We've used this time to get together with family and do things like that, get together with friends and just do things that we've never done before over the summertime. With regards to baseball, I guess we just hope that there's going to be that much more of an appetite for to come in 2022.
All right. Well, Lori, thank you so much for taking some time to speak with me. I know you kind of got thrown at this by your husband, Jim. But, good guy. It all means well.
He means well, and I love him. And, we've been married 30 years, so I guess, we could do these kinds of things for
him. Well, that's right. By the way, happy anniversary. And my understanding is that this is a little bit of a surprise to you.
This is. I knew we were coming to Portland, and now we're going on a little bit of a mystery trip.
Yes, a magical mystery tour. But I hope you enjoy your tour here. And again, happy anniversary. 30 years is a feat, and it's good. And, anybody, you got to have like a medal for being with Jim for 30 years.
Thanks, Ben.
So thank you for joining us, and I appreciate your time. And have a good one. It's great to meet you finally.
Finally, yes. It was great to meet you. Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, that'll do it for this episode of the Diamonds and Roses podcast. As always, I am your host, Ben. Hope you have a great day wherever you are at. Peace out.